Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Cracky doing the old plug.
Can y'all hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, there he is. There we go. We got you, Cracky.
My daughter messing with my mixer. So
always blame it on the kids. When all else fails, blame it on the kids.
100%.
I got Cracky back up here in D'Lo Casey. What's up, man?
Oh, man, I'm chilling. Life is good. I think the last time we talked, 49ers weren't in a great place. But now, man, 12 straight wins and things are looking up.
Yo, did we jinx it?
I hope not.
We haven't talked to Cracky since they were in.
Hey,
got
quick,
Cracky.
Quick. Get Cracky off here. Get him off the show. Quick.
I think the last time I was on, I think they started the run.
There we go. So there we go. You threw something out on social. Are you making a move to Philly?
I was thinking about going, but, you know, I'm coaching 707. I think they're tying me down Saturday. So okay. I was looking at all the flights, and I think I would have to fly out Saturday. Mm. And because of this practice we have scheduled, and we need it, you know. Yeah. I think that's going to kind of prohibit me from being able to fly out there. But I want to, though.
Yeah,
I want to.
Boy, Cracky, he be everywhere. I'll tell you that, man. Hey, so one of the things I talked about is, you know, I'm hearing things. You know, I got my ears to the street, Cracky. You know how we do, and – I don't know. I just feel like I'm hearing a lot of dismissiveness when it comes to the 49ers in this game. And, you know, I'm hearing it from Philly. I'm hearing it nationally. Are you hearing the same things? And what do you think about that?
Yeah, I think a lot of that stems from the quarterback position. And as well as Brock Purdy has played, people, the media, they're going to lean towards the more explosive or exciting quarterback. And I think that is Jalen Hurts. You know, he's a guy who had an MVP caliber season. I think like the 49ers, he's loaded with talent as well. But I think all things being equal, you look at quarterback to quarterback and say, hey, this is what it's going to come down to. I think people have more faith in what they know of Jalen Hurts. And I think that's why they're trending towards that way. That's what it feels like, at least. Mm-hmm.
But he hasn't had a hiccup like his. Do you see a weakness in Brock Purdy in what you've watched so far?
No, I haven't seen a weakness. I mean, I guess if you're just saying, you know, his style of play or his skill set, you know, he doesn't have the biggest arm, but he's figured out how to really maneuver around that. You know, he doesn't take some of these risky throws. I think a lot of the throws that he makes are throws that he's comfortable with. I think the throws that Kyle's comfortable with. If he's forced to, you know, be down and it's like, all right, now you have to be the guy, maybe that's what people are kind of waiting on. But I would say, I mean, I think the Raiders game, that was a game where he had to face a lot of adversity. And he came through in any type of situation that they needed him to. I think if you look at this last game against the Cowboys, and it wasn't this amazing numbers game on paper, but when you just watch some of the throws that he made in these key times and what Kyle's asking him to do and the trust that he showed in him, I think he was big time. So I don't know what more people want to see. Again, from a talent standpoint, he doesn't really compare as much to Jalen Hurts, but with the production, I think he really does.
Yeah, I thought he played well against the Cowboys. Like you mentioned, it didn't show up in like this super stat line, even though stat line wasn't bad, but it wasn't like the Seahawks game. But you talk about the throws that he made, the timely throws that he made. I thought he played well, especially the way that I gave a lot of credit to the Cowboys defense. I thought they balled out. They played as well as I've seen that defense play, especially in the front seven all year. And I gave them more credit than saying, oh, Brock Purdy didn't do this and that. I thought Brock played well. Damian said it at the beginning of the playoffs, and I agree with him 100%. If the 49ers lose at any point in these playoffs, it's not going to be because of Brock Purdy. I'm confident in saying that.
I think you could say it won't be because of him. But, again, you are just waiting to see, like, when you have to be the more talented person, will that kind of pop up? And I don't know, because so far he's answered the question to every test that I've had for him personally. So I don't even know what that looks like. But I know Jimmy Garoppolo, I remember there were times where it's like, yeah, a lot of people say, oh, you can't win a Super Bowl with Jimmy Garoppolo. And I'm like, yeah, you can. You just might need things to be a little bit more ideal. And I think for Jimmy – especially in these, you know, late playoff runs, things were more ideal until they weren't. Then now it's like, all right, Jimmy, you got to make a play. He wasn't quite capable of doing it. He's like, hey, this is all I got for you. All right, Brock Purdy, we'll see when it gets to that point. But again, so far he's answered all the questions. Will there be a time where you're like, all right, we need you to actually be more than what we've even seen so far, right? Like, he hasn't had that game where he has to throw the ball 40 times to win.
Right.
And hopefully it doesn't even come to that.
Right.
But if it does, is he capable of just being that guy where it's like, we can't run the ball. You know, you got to make throw after throw after throw, big time throw after big time throw. And what does that look like if he's forced into that type of situation? But again, 49ers do a really good job of not putting any of their quarterbacks in that type of situation typically. But then in that one moment when you do have to be that guy, can you do it? Jimmy Garoppolo couldn't. We hope Brock Purdy can.
Crocky, when you could speak from that defensive back perspective, when you've got a defense as talented as it may be, and this San Francisco 49ers defense is as talented as there is one out there, but they're going against one of the top offensive lines, if not the top offensive line in the National Football League, what type of challenges does that create for you as a defensive back when you've got such a vicious offensive line up there?
Yeah, that's one of the games where you come out of it and everybody thinks that the secondary sucks or you got to replace everybody in the secondary. And it's like, man, hey, look, we had to cover for too long, man. You know, that's what I would be saying. I think the bigger issues for the 49ers against the Raiders the Eagles, it won't be because of offensive line play or defensive line play or anything like that. It will, in my opinion, come down to their ability to really defend the RPO. And when I watched the 49ers against the Miami Dolphins, I don't think that they did a great job of defending the RPO. Now, Tua was terrible. I mean, he just missed throw after throw, wide open guys. If you go back and watch that game, wide open guys he's just missing. And I think the reason for those guys being so open was because of the RPO scheme. So how do the 49ers defend it? The Eagles definitely can be a team that are RPO heavy. Hurts really executes that at a high level. And then when you talk about the run after catch guys, kind of like the 49ers with Debo Samuel and these guys, man, they got A.J. Brown out there, man. They got Devontae Smith. You know, those are 2,000-yard receivers. I think some people – I saw someone tweet out that the Eagles tight end is better than the 49ers tight end, which I think is crazy, but that just shows you that, hey, these guys have weapons too. And if you let the RPO game hit you like it potentially could have against the – Miami Dolphins, I think that could be more of the issue than the offensive line versus defensive line.
I want to flip sides of the ball real quick and talk about the 49ers offense going up against the Eagles defense. I talked about it just a second ago. I thought the Cowboys defense for the first 2.5 quarters or so before, you know, the Niners did their thing and also they probably ran out of gas a little bit too. But I thought they played as well as any defense had against the 49ers all year long. I know the Eagles have a really good defense as well. They get to the quarterback, obviously, like 70-plus sacks on the season. Do they have that same sideline-to-sideline speed to kind of help on those tosses and the Debo plays that the Cowboys showed on Sunday? Or are they just straight, we get after the quarterback, and maybe there's some things that 49ers can exploit elsewhere?
I think the Cowboys have a guy that runs sideline to sideline, and he can really cover the whole field. We're talking about Michael Parsons, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're asking me, does Philadelphia have Michael Parsons? No, they do not. Now, they do have Hassan Reddick, and he's a guy that got a ton of sacks this year. He's a guy that can definitely get pressure. They got some big guys in the middle there. If Jordan Davis is healthy, the rookie out of Georgia, that clogs things up in the middle. Obviously, you know, you have Fletcher Cox. He's a little bit older, but he clogs things up in the middle. So, you know, that's kind of the anchor of their defensive line right there. And one thing I've noticed with the 49ers, man, the run game has been a little hit and miss, right? You kind of look through, you kind of just, you know, box score scout, and you look and you say, man, like, you know, the run game, it wasn't great here, but, oh, man, they had an explosive run, and that really helped things out. Can they get the run game going better than they did early in the last game? And, you know, if y'all remember early on, it felt like, man, I'm like, man, is there going to be any room for Christian McCaffrey to run up here? Because it was like 2 yards, 3 yards, 3 yards. You know, it wasn't anything crazy. So I expect the 49ers to really stick with it. At some point, can those run lanes open up for Christian McCaffrey, Elijah Mitchell, and the 49ers like it did against the Dallas Cowboys? That would be huge. But as far as side-to-side guys, I think their main strength is really in that middle.
Mm-hmm. If the 49ers lose on Sunday, what do you think happened?
I think they did not take care of the ball, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, think about last game. You know, you had one turnover, And look how close it was. I know the final score doesn't won't really say it, but I think, what, until about 3 or so minutes left in the third quarter, it was a 9-9 game. Mm-hmm. So you weren't really scoring, right? And then you turn the ball over. That could have been really dangerous as well. They were able to kind of weather some of those storms. But if you turn the ball over against the Philadelphia Eagles team, who they can really be a high-scoring volume team, as can the 49ers. Mm-hmm. But they just, you know, Eagles just kind of do it in a different way. So if you turn the ball over, you're going to put yourself behind the eight ball, and I don't think that's the team you want to do that against.
We ready, Crocky. We ready. Let's go. I feel good about the Niners. Yeah. I feel good about the Eagles are a really good team. They're a really good team. It's a tall task. I understand that. But I think the 49ers, with the way they run the ball, with the way Purdy protects the ball or has shown to protect the ball so far, and their defense, I think they have the formula to go into a place like Philadelphia in the NFC Championship game and come out of there with a win.
Yeah, you get to this game, man, NFC Championship game, it's good on good. And I talked to my brother. My brother's a diehard Dallas Cowboy fan. And one of the buddies in the chat, they asked, like, oh, did the Cowboys lose the game or did the 49ers win it? And my brother's like, oh, the Cowboys, they just lost the game. Like, 49ers. It's like, dude, when you get down to this point in the playoffs, it's typically, when it's good on good, you just got beat. Right. And when you look at this game coming up here, I know there are some people kind of, oh, man, Philadelphia. Well, Vegas thinks that if this game was played at a neutral site, the 49ers are the favorites. Mm. So clearly the 49ers are cooking with something here. The Eagles have the edge because they're away. What would that environment be like? Sounds like it might be crazy. But ultimately, man, this is good on good. It doesn't get any better than this, man. I'm excited.
Yeah. Crocky, great catching up with you, man. We appreciate you so much. Thanks for making time with us.
All right, appreciate y'all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.